Now, we've all read horror stories in the papers about people who face massive mobile bills on their return home because they've unwittingly downloaded files on their phones. Did you know your phone could be costing you cash even when you don't think you're using it?
Travel Tech Talk with Jeremy Pearson.
You've just had your phone in your pocket. You haven't really used it a lot, but the phone has been busy in the background, keeping itself up to date. It's been sending you notifications. It's been retrieving emails. It's been retrieving social media updates and things like that. So even though perhaps you haven't been using it yourself, your smartphone could well have been busy in the background using an enormous amount of mobile data and, unfortunately, building up a lot of mobile data charges because you're abroad. So it's a big thing to work out for. Probably the first thing to say is, if you're going abroad and you're not really sure about how any of this sort of thing works, you're not really confident about whether you're going to be using data or not, and you certainly don't want to be landed with enormous bills when you get back, the simplest thing to do just before you leave, or maybe first of all when you arrive, is to turn off mobile data on your phone. So mobile data affects sending things like emails, Facebook updates, synchronizing data with the cloud, all sorts of stuff like that. Mobile data does not affect sending text messages, and it does not affect phone calls. So if you turned off mobile data on your phone, you'd still be able to use it for making phone calls, for sending text messages to people. And in fact, sending texts when you're abroad is a great, cheap way of keeping in touch. If it turns out, though, that you do need to use mobile data when you're abroad, then there's two options. The first thing to do is to limit yourself to just using the Wi-Fi for wherever you go. Some countries now are absolutely very, very well covered for Wi-Fi. Most coffee shops you go into, most public buildings, museums and things like that, it's almost certain they're going to have free public Wi-Fi. So again, you could turn off mobile data, but you could leave Wi-Fi switched on. But let's say you're going to be out and about, and let's say you really need to rely on mobile data, and there's a lot of good reasons these ways why you might need to. You're in an unfamiliar place, you want to use maps. Perhaps the cheapest way to do it now is to buy one of these packages when you go abroad that lets you use mobile data for the same price as you use it back at home. And what happens is, whoever your carrier is, they will have a special daily rate that you can pay, which is usually a couple of pounds, something like that, and it'll mean that you won't be charged these very, very expensive rates for mobile data. And you've got to opt into this. So usually what you'll do is you'll arrive at a foreign country, you'll have to, and you'll get a welcome text from the mobile carrier that you're using, and they will tell you how to opt into this data rate. And all you got to do is send a reply text, and they will then start charging you a small daily rate to be able to use your mobile phone data allowance while you're abroad. And quite often it's the best way to do it, the cheapest way to do it, if you do still need to use mobile data. But bear in mind, you're probably abroad. The chances are you're relying a little bit more on your phone than perhaps you normally do, because you're in unfamiliar places. You might need to be doing Google searches a lot more. You might be using maps a lot more and things like that. So your usage might still be a heck of a lot higher than normal, and you do have to keep check on your usage and make sure you're not breaching any limits that might incur other charges.
Your travel tips from the Great Destinations Radio Show.